Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, probably the most innovative and exciting magician and endurance artist in the world. David Blaine is back, and he's got a new show. This is so cool. It's called Do Not Attempt, a thrilling six-part series that follows him around, basically around the world, looking for people that are performing any kind of thing that you can't believe they're doing. And he's with us here on the National Defense. David, how are you?
Hey, Randy. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Listen, I just watched the very first episode today. It premiered yesterday on National Geographic, and it streams the next day on Disney and Hulu. And some of these things, you were in Rio, and some of these things that people do, and I mean, bugs on their face, they got fire on their head, and these are things that you also will then recreate, right?
Yeah, basically I've searched around the world meeting these incredible people with these unique skills, and we're featuring them and highlighting what they do, which has been incredible. And they're giving me a crash course and a quick learning and almost like walking me through the process. So it's been incredible and it's been exciting, but it's also been the opposite of what I'm used to, which is I show you the finished product. Yeah. I come in as a magician, I do the trick and get the reactions, and that's what we film. For this, they're the magicians doing their magic, and I'm the one running away, screaming, going crazy, and blown away by everything. And then they're giving me a sneak peek into their world. So it's like flipping the roles for this.
Yeah, we're talking to David Blaine here, the National Defense. Yeah, that's kind of cool, David, for us that are huge fans of what you do, is to see your reaction to things like that. Did you find anything in the world that you would not do yourself?
When I was in India, there was this group fakirs at an earth festival, and there was a religious ceremony where they were commemorating the death of a Sufi saint, and they're devoted to God, so they perform extreme physical acts of penance to purify their souls and to overcome the ego. And they were able to take a rapier, they were able to take like a rod and pull their eyes out of their head. So they were able to do these things where they could actually pull their eyes inches out of their head, and I was watching them do it, And they, as I saw them do this, it was the scariest and most intense thing I've ever seen, and I've never seen it. And I called my optometrist and I said, is it possible that I can do this? And he said, well, you could do it, but you're going to, if you're lucky at best, degenerate your vision. They've done this for many years. They slowly built up a tolerance. So that one I did not do, but that was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
There were some of the incredible, but scariest things I've ever seen. But the ones like Southeast Asia, when I saw Fitz kissing the King Cobra, and when I saw the Gan, who was, you know, swarmed by a few hundred thousand bees, and I met these people, I was immediately drawn to what they were doing, and I felt like, oh, they could safely walk me through this. So I obviously was stung by the scorpions and stung by some bees, but it was well worth it.
We're talking to David Blaine here on the National Defense. That's the kind of stuff you're going to see on the new show, Do Not Attempt. It's on National Geographic, and it streams the next day on Disney and Hulu. Yeah, I mean, you kissed a cobra on the top of its head.
And that was probably, up till that point, the scariest thing that I've ever done. But watching Fitz interact with the King Cobras, which is part of his debut, you know, they're all the debut practitioners, and it's a traditional martial art technique that was developed in the 16th century, and most of them defy, you know, sharp objects, razor blades, nails, things like that, but he interacts with snakes in a way that I've never seen. It was beautiful, and he does it to show the connection to nature, but he's also demonstrating something that should not be. It's obviously there's enough venom in the King Cobra to kill a full-grown elephant in 30 minutes, but watching him do it, it changed my whole perspective of these snakes that are normally feared. I realized slowly that there is a way to actually connect to them in a way that I didn't know was possible. So that was pretty incredible.
Oh, man. You know, you're talking about this series. This, David, I mean, you could not have a better partner in this with Ron Howard and Imagine Entertainment. I mean, to me, when I saw that, I said, this thing's going to be a quality product. And for them to pick up on you, did they come to you with this idea?
It was incredible, yeah, and having Imagine work on this so the idea evolved many years ago. I was with Matthew Akers, the director of Realer Magic, and then I went separately to go learn from a man in Liberia, Africa, that was able to put a gallon of water in his stomach and then shoot it out like he had a hose in his mouth. So I tracked him down, worked with him, learned a little bit, and when I showed Matthew the footage, he's like, this is the coolest thing. This is what the series, this is what we need to make. And I was like, yeah, but this is the awkward, strange part that I don't want to show. And eventually when Imagine came on board, they reignited the idea, and when they said National Geographic would love to do this, it was a dream come true, because for me, it was searching the world for these fascinating people from all different parts of the world that have these unique skills that I consider to be as close to magic as it gets, where they put thousands of hours into their invisible work to make it seem flawless and like it's second nature. And yeah, it was an incredible journey. And like you said, having Imagine as a partner, the way they filmed it, the entire crew, the research, the development, we worked on this for 3 years, and it was beyond anything that I ever could have imagined. And not to play a pun on the word.
It's so cool. We're talking to David Blaine here on the National Defense, and the 6-part series every Sunday night on National Geographic streams the next day on Disney. And you're still doing your residency at the Encore Theater at Wynn in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, I'm still at the Encore at the Wynn. I do that show a few times a month. It's physically very difficult, so I can only do it a few times a month. But it's this show has been a project I've been working on for almost a decade now, it keeps changing because things keep going wrong and I have to keep changing, meaning physically, like the ice pick went into my hand or I dislocated my shoulder or too many times too close to blacking out underwater. But it has magic. It's a combination of everything that I love. It's real feats combined with magic. And yeah, it's something I don't know how much longer I can continue to do it, but it's something that that I'm very proud of and I love doing. So yeah, it's at the Encore at the Wynn. It's only a few times a month and I don't know how much longer I'll ever be able to do that one for. So
yeah, I mean, you know, the things that you do, boy, you've got to keep your body in shape, right? I mean, you must have a pretty regimented exercise routine.
I do, but I go up and down with extremes. So I go from like, you know, I think when I did the 44 days of just water in a box where I fasted for that length of time, I think I did such metabolic damage that my body always thinks it's going into starvation mode. So I always go up and down quickly. So if I train and eat perfectly, I can get in shape quickly. But as soon as I break it, it goes in the other direction. So it's kind of like it's kind of like a constant, like, yo-yo almost.
We're talking to David Blaine here, the National Defense, the new show Do Not Attempt on National Geographic. And hey, Dave, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. Have you ever performed at a military base?
Yeah, I went to Bagram. I went on a USO tour, and I remember on the plane there, I was with John Stewart and Karl Malone, and they wanted us to sign things, and everybody, they were able to sign like a few hundred. I was like, keep them coming, and I signed 6,500 pieces of paper without stopping the entire flight into, and we went, we were in Afghanistan, Iraq, and I did magic to every single person I could meet, and it was incredible. And I think I even put a little clip of that on my show, Real or Magic. It's me and John Stewart, and I'm doing magic to him, but on one of the military bases.
Cool. Man, I know they appreciated that. That is so cool. This is going to be one of those shows, though, David, that I instantly become addicted to. Do Not Attempt on National Geo. Dave, again, thank you so much for the time. I just enjoyed your work over the years incredibly.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate everything that you all do as well for the country. So thank you, and thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Eric Bauza is with us, Emmy Award-winning Looney Tunes voice actor. He's Bugs Bunny, he's Daffy Duck, he's Porky Pig, and there's a new animated film, The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie that's coming out tomorrow. Eric, how you doing?
You see, Eric had to step out. It's me, Daffy Duck, the real star of this interview. Woohoo!
Man, you have the job that everybody in the world wants. I mean, what a great job to go into work and just create these characters, huh?
You know, it really is like putting on a superhero costume and, you know, entertaining or saving the world, so to speak. But, you know, I can't go further in this conversation without crediting the great Mel Blanc for creating these characters who 90 years later we're still talking about like we know our oldest relatives. And I have to ask, Porky, are you there?
I'm here, and the secret to my youth is that I moisturize every egg in the day.
Hey, you're in Space Jam also, right?
That's correct, alongside the great LeBron James. You know, no one makes you feel shorter than LeBron James, I'll tell you that.
When did you first start doing voices?
I'm going to say as old as I was able to sit up and watch Saturday morning cartoons and eat a big bowl of cereal. These characters not only influenced me, you know, voice-wise, but they also influenced me as a cartoonist. And that's how I kind of got started in animation, as a character layout artist. I was the guy that would draw these characters in their final poses before an animator would take my drawings and move them on screen. But yeah, I used to have this thing. Now, kids, you can Google it. It's called a VHS recorder, VHS player. I used to record these cartoons on VHS, and I would pause the tape and draw from the screen. I would just have a notepad there and a pen. And
that's how I learned how to draw Bugs Bunny Dot. Ain't I a stinker?
We're talking to Eric Bauza here on the National Defense, Emmy Award-winning Looney Tunes voice actor. And this new movie, this has been a while since Looney Tunes has put out something. The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie that opens tomorrow. You do Daffy Duck and Porky Pig in the movie, right?
That's correct. If you're a big Looney Tunes fan listening, you'll know that there have been so many different famous pairings of Looney Tunes characters in the original shorts, like
Duck Season.
We've known Bugs and Daffy. We've even known Sylvester.
You know, I'm going to eat that bird if it's the last thing I do. Uh-oh, I'm coming to a bunny cat.
And we even know Coyote and Roadrunner. So the other famous pairing that a lot of people forget was Daffy Duck and Porky Pig. Daffy Duck would be the crazy duck trying to ruin the mild-mannered Porky Pig's day. And now we get to see them in their own 90-minute movie. We explore the origin story of how they were possibly brothers back when they were just kids. And then, of course, something happens to their house. Some mysterious event happens to their house, and they got to fix their house, get jobs, and then also, at the end of the day, somehow save the world from an alien chewing gum invasion.
Oh, no. Not another alien chewing gum invasion.
You know, you might think it's loony, but it sounds normal to me.
Hey, you've also, you're the voice of Lucky the Leprechaun for Lucky Charms coming up on St. Paddy's Day here.
That's right. They're always trying to steal me Lucky Charms.
Oh, man, that is so good. Now, so when you go to perfect a new character, how long does it, what kind of is your process in that?
You know, it's funny. It's always different because every time you meet a new show creator or there's a new idea, it's almost like they've thought about almost everything except the final sound of the character. And I can't even imagine how hard it is to create a show because you're not just making one or two characters, you're building an entire universe. So voice performers, they come in and they're almost like that secret ingredient that can bring life to these characters.
Right, right.
And, you know, sometimes it makes the dartboard and sometimes you miss. But if it's the right role for you, then it's right. You know, there are some legacy characters out there that don't exactly require you to do a voice match to whoever was before you. So, for instance, I've played Leonardo, one of the Ninja Turtles, a few times now, and I've just used my normal voice. There was a really good movie that came out called Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Batman and Ninja Turtles have a crossover. And one of the lines that I said when they finally meet Batman is, "I don't know who the hell you are, but you better back away from my brothers." And it's basically just a heightened version of my own voice. I mean, I could never fight Batman. He would kick my butt.
We're talking to Eric Baza here on the National Defense Emmy Award-winning Looney Tunes voice actor. So how long have you been making money as a voice actor? Quite a while?
I'd have to say 20 years, and thank goodness, because my son needs braces.
And you also did, one of my favorite shows is Rick and Morty. I think you did some stuff for them too, right?
Yeah, I was actually in the very first episode of Rick and Morty. I was the giant bug at the end that tries to make them go through like the metal detecting machine. But the line was, "You two, come over here. You need to walk through the new machine." And then Rick goes, "What new machine?" And then he goes, "It's a new machine. It detects stuff all the way up your butt."
I remember that. That was
me.
That's so good. Well, and the other cool thing, Eric, is you provide the voice, so when you go out in public, you can be anonymous, right? And when people find out what you do, that's got to be a crazy situation.
Well, it's getting to a point now, though, where it's starting to turn a little. I was just here in New York talking to you from my fancy schmancy hotel room, and I was out, watching one of the shows on Broadway, and it was Glengarry Glen Ross, you know,
sure,
with a star-studded cast: Bill Burr, Odenkirk, Kieran Culkin, fresh off of his Oscar win. And I was getting up to leave, and this kind lady approached me and said, "You know, I read your New York Times article today." And I was like, "Are you talking to me?" And then I thought, oh, my God, you know, maybe she thought I was Ken Jeong from The Masked Singer. I get that a lot. Ken and I are twin brothers. But I love Ken. He's a great friend. But, it was one of those moments where I'm like, well, here we go. This might be the turn. I can't buy avocados and not get seen anymore.
Oh, we're talking to Eric Baza here, the National Defense, the new movie, The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie opening tomorrow. And I know, Eric, that you're from Canada. What would Porky Pig say about tariffs right now?
Tariffs aren't bad because they used to have tariffs on Canadian bacon.
But, you know, the real person you should be asking, by the way, you know, these Canadians, they come over and they start taking all the iconic American cartoon characters. We're going to put tariffs on Canadian words, okay, like "I'm sorry" and "a boot." We're going to put tariffs on words like "how about Justin Bieber?" That's a very popular Canadian word.
Ah, that's so good, man. It's so great to talk to you, Eric. Listen, thank you so much for the time, and I can't wait for this new movie, The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, opens tomorrow. What a great job. What a great job you do.
That's all, folks.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And I can tell you, right now, where she is, she's heading to the barn, to the stables. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But good morning. It's the 15th of November.
Thanksgiving is coming.
Next week.
Oh.
Next week is Thanksgiving.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's really soon.
That's next week. Wow. Hey, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. And it's a great choice at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, Nathan's here with me today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I have an Ethan and a Nathan here, right?
Okay.
So, Ethan is on Fridays.
Right.
And Nathan is here Tuesday through Thursday. So, but because they both end with an A-N, okay, Nathan. Because I say Nathan, but people call you Nate.
Yeah.
Did they ever call you Nat?
No.
I'd hate that.
Yeah, that's not really.
Okay. So how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing well, sir.
Good, good. Got in early this morning.
Well, you know.
I mean, you're always on time. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, he doesn't show up, because he always does. I came in around, you know, 6:35, which was, I was pushing it right there. Mm. And you were there.
Yeah, I just got here.
Sipping on your coffee.
I just got here.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the weather look like this week?
Well, instead of it being rainy all the time, it's going to be sunny today with a high near 65. Tonight, it's going to be a low around 43. Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high near 68. Wednesday's night is going to be low around 39. Thursday is mostly sunny with a high near 63. Thursday night is partly cloudy with a low around 42. And then sunny for the weekend.
Great. So it sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned company based out of Anderson. They've been around, a couple of decades now. Family owned business by the Kenny family. They it's a veteran owned business, and they take care of their customers. Propane prices are high, but they get discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have all types of plans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. An update on Odina the Wonder Horse. I don't know if I've talked about it on the air. I think we probably have a little bit. But she got a puncture wound, and we didn't know it was a puncture wound. It just looked like a cut on her leg. And horses get cuts. And we treated it and kept it clean and washed, kept her leg in cold water because it swelled up some. Then it went away. And then And all of a sudden, it just one morning, I went in there. Linda had been with her on Tuesday, and I was there Thursday. And it had an infection had just blown out of that where that cut was, and her leg had swollen up. So we got her to the that was a Friday. So we kept it covered and had all types of and washed off all of it and put cold water on it all the time, tried to help reduce the swelling. She wasn't limping on it, but it was obviously something wrong in Crossroads. Veterinary said bring her in on Monday that they'd work her into the schedule. And so we did. And they ended up with x-rays and everything, they found that it had been a puncture that had gone down on the inside of her leg. Luckily, nothing had no tendons or anything like that, or bones had been chipped or anything. It was just infected. So they had to put a drain into her leg. And our instructions were, yeah, and then they put compression bandages all the way up her leg because the leg was swollen up. And our instructions were, okay, take, and the compression bandages weren't something you just, you know, you slap on a bandage and you wrap it around her leg. No, this was cotton padding and four different types of wraps up and down the leg. Plus, you had to, they gave us a syringe to wash out the drain area twice a day. You had to wash it out. It meant you had to put the bandage on and off her twice a day. So we took her home, and the next morning we took her back because we had a lot of things going last week. But the other thing is having to do that, I've never had to wrap a horse like that. I didn't mind the syringing out the area, but I've never wrapped her like that. So we didn't know if we'd have time, and then plus she was getting 14 antibiotic pills twice a day. So you put them in a syringe, they melt, and then you just put it in her mouth with the syringe and squeeze it back there. Now, sounds easy on paper.
Wait,
it's a 1,200.
That's the easy part?
That was the easy. That was the easiest part. She's 1,200 pounds a horse, and after trying to do that, she got her antibiotics. I got the antibiotics. Linda got the antibiotics. But so we took her back Tuesday and said, "Why don't you keep her here till Friday? Because that's when you're going to pull the drain." And they said, "Okay, they could do that." So every day they had to unwrap it, wash it out, rewrap it, and then give her medicine. She didn't like that. And this is really surprising because she's a very, very gentle horse. I mean, she is a stable horse. Nothing bothers her. But getting that leg bandage took a sedation shot where they just kind of, they hit him and they kind of go, oh, okay. But they had to do that every day. And then they, washed it out and wrapped it. So we went down, and we went down on Friday, and they said we're going to still have to, they pulled the drain, but it's still going to have to be wrapped like that. So over the weekend, she stayed over the weekend, and we picked her up yesterday. I can tell you that she was a somewhat different horse when we brought her out. She was excited, and she was kind of like on alert. And when I load her into her trailer, it's a straight load, and it's usually, I talk her into it, and she hops in. This time, she saw the trailer and practically pulled me over to it and jumped in. She was ready to go home. So we got her home last night, and she's in a new stall in the center. So it's less things for her to bang on, but we put her out, she rolled right away, she jumped up and down, and she was happy. So she's back home.
Yay.
And then last night, I gave her the solution. I gave her 90% of the solution. And let me tell you, the antibiotics that we put in her taste terrible. Now, how would I know that? Because and the guy that owns the place, a really nice couple, Casey and Jamie Robertson, he was there. He helped. We got it down her throat. And so she's home. She's eating. She's drinking. She's happy. And I can't say enough about Crossroads Veterinary and Dr. Shaw. And we're going to have her on the show. She said she'd love to come on the show sometime. She spent, besides going to veterinary school, because she has such a passion for horses, she's gone on to other schools. So it comes out to like 15 years of getting into this. And she certainly knows what she's doing. And she doesn't take any chances. In fact, she took a sample of the infection and sent it out just to make sure it wasn't, you know, the antibiotics were working and it wasn't supposed to be a different one. So there. So that's Odina the Wonder Horse. And she's home, and because a lot of people, when I put it on Facebook, put comments and all that. So there you are.
Right.
And like I said, it was a community, though. When she got hurt, when that infection blew out that first day, Dale and Trudy and Brock and Alex and Colleen, we were all there working on her, putting a wrap around her leg, a different wrap than they have. It was just to protect the wound. We're all there. So, what can you say? Good friends, people that care about horses. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another group of people that's local that care about the community and care about you. We do our banking with Cornerstone Community Bank, and they are very professional, even though it's locally owned, local board of directors. And we've known the director now of Cornerstone Community Bank, Matt Mosley, for, 15 years, and watched him grow from a young man to now he is the boss down there. But they opened up 15 years ago. And they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. For more information, check out bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
In a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer twice slowly.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabad. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, and her assignment today is going out and putting 14 antibiotic pills into our horse's mouth. I wish I could get a video of that today. So,
really? That's what you want to be watching?
You know what? She it's 1,200 pounds a horse there. And luckily, Casey's going to be out there today. So I can count
exactly
on Casey. It's a two-person job. You can't hold. Because she puts her head straight up. She looks like a giraffe. Nope. You can't reach me here. She doesn't pull away. She doesn't, she doesn't paw or anything like that. She just puts her head up in there. Get your head down. All right. Hey, look, we're going to do open line today. We have a guest at 7:30, but after that, it's going to be open line, and there's so many things to talk about. So if you got something stuck in your craw, if you've got questions, and my first question of the day is, it's Tuesday, right? The election was a week ago. We still don't know who's won. As of Thursday, there were 21,000 votes still to be counted, according to the press release. Now, maybe they've put another press release out that we didn't get, but we get every one of them, or maybe it's someplace else. But if you've seen one, please give us a call and let us know about it. But I understand, they gave an update on Thursday. Nothing Friday because it was a holiday. And nothing over the weekend because they don't work on weekends. And they being government employees.
Right.
And then, but yesterday, they had all day yesterday, and I thought they were going to give something like at 5 p.m. last night, they were going to do an update. And I didn't see it. I don't see it anywhere in my emails. It could be. Maybe you can check. And I checked the election results also last night just to see if I missed it, and I don't see it. So there was no update yesterday. And the question is, how many votes still need to be counted, and who's winning right now? Because, we talked about Thursday, Aaron Reznor overtook Kevin Cry by 27 votes. But there's still 21,000 votes to be counted. And Chris Kellstrom was ahead of Barron Browning by, I think, around 200-something votes. I don't expect the city council to change that much. Mike DeQuisto, Tanessa Audette, and Jack Munns are leading in that. I could be totally wrong when they come in, because most of these were mail-in ballots. So, but I would think there would have been an update yesterday because they had all day to count and, to come up with something. So if somebody out there in our listener land has seen an update, please give us a call and tell us where to find it, and Nathan will go find it, and so we can do that update. It just seems like the election was a week ago today. We should have a better idea. And how hard is it? I mean, I realize that's, you know, we had a good turnout when initial results, you thought, gosh, what a bad turnout. But no, this is like the second, one of our second largest turnouts, especially on off year elections. So great. Thanks a lot, Shasta County, for doing that. We're proud of each other for voting. But now we need to know who won. At least have an update.
Hey, Carl. What do you have in your fridge right now? Like, is it full? Is it ready for Thanksgiving?
No.
Today is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
Oh. Linda did that Saturday.
Oh.
I swear there were bottles of stuff. And we've had jam in there. We have a fig jam that I know has been in there for 3, maybe 4 years. And it finally saw. I don't even think it's ever been opened, so it's gone. So, whatever, you know, if you're ever thinking about getting to something, don't ever make it fig jam. We just don't eat that. No, there was all. It was like 2 kitchen garbage bags full of stuff that she just tossed. Then she went to the cabinets too, though, and okay. I lost all of my survival. You know, your prep beans and stuff like that, because they were all like 4 years old. Out they went. And
all that.
And we looked at other stuff, but anything that was, and I mean, we're not talking about a month overdue or 3 months. We're talking like a year. And no, we do not fill up grocery bags and take them down to Good News Rescue Mission. No, we don't do that with old food. We'll do that with new food this week. Nope, and there's no turkey in there because we're spending Thanksgiving with our kids. I understand, though, trends that maybe you should buy a turkey now because they are in short supply in some areas. But I have seen turkeys in the grocery stores. So, and if you're going to buy a turkey, you might want to buy a second one and take it down to Good News Rescue Mission or other places here in town to help out those people that for Thanksgiving dinner.
Also, you have a big box in front of your desk.
Oh, yeah.
Toys for Tots.
We're going to start giving away the Festival of Light tickets here tomorrow. It starts after Thanksgiving. Before Thanksgiving. We're going to start giving away tickets. But here's the thing. When we give away 2 tickets or we give away 4 tickets, whatever the tickets are, when you come down to pick them up, you got to bring a toy. Yep. It doesn't have to be an expensive toy, but it has to be a new toy. And you put in our Toys for Tots box so we can fill it up. Last year we had 3 boxes full of stuff for kids, and we'd like to do that again. So I haven't really been pushing it, but now it's time. A new unwrapped toy. And it's going to, you know, and it'll go, they take them down to Salvation Army and so that they make sure that these toys get to kids that need them. So when you win a ticket to the Festival of Lights, bring a toy down. And if you feel magnanimous, bring 2 toys down for that. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. And in fact, if you're just, you know, out driving around today, we're here all day. No, we're not. But we're here to at least 2 or 3. Come on in and drop a toy off. It's because we start early and we leave early. So just come on in, drop a toy off. You'll feel good. And you've done something for a kid that maybe wouldn't have had a good Christmas. Okay.
So do you have a go-to toy that you give?
Oh, you know, Hot Wheels.
Oh.
Those are always good. Or those dolls, you know, and stuffed animals are good because, you know, it's for younger children.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, we take toys, you know, puzzles. Puzzles are always good. How about books? You can, you know, go down to the dollar store. Really, and you can find a number of children's books, and those are always good. So books, puzzles, stuffed animals, those, you know, maybe a Lego box for a lucky kid.
I grew up so many So many hours on Legos.
I didn't have Legos when I was growing up.
No.
I'm sure they had them. We just didn't have them. Right. But we did have those metal erector sets.
You're an engineer now.
No, mine always looked a little strange. So please keep us in mind when you're out shopping and pick up a couple extra toys and come on down there and drop them off here for our Toys for Tots. Marine Corps Reserve supports that, and also our various veterans organizations here in town. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show, speaking of toys for adults, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they're getting ready to start their big sale. Not that they, you know, they have a great selection of jewelry, first of all different kinds. And they're at good prices. They're at fair prices. And so when they have the sale, you can really find some great jewelry for your loved ones at really good prices. And they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned. It's not a chain. Locally owned, local couple, Henry and Rebecca. And they're just really good people. And if you're lucky, Leonard will be working there too. So you can go over and poke Leonard. He's fun to poke. We'll be right back.
Castabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Castabeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shastabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced, equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume,